Yo, welcome everybody out there in podcast land. Thank you so much for tuning in to another MIE podcast. That's right, it's Wednesday and I'm bringing you a MIE. Two of them in 1 week, because I thought about it when I'm doing my Wednesday Wisdom series, listening to mentors and doing quotes. Last week, I did have it, have the podcast under Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And I think I said it on that episode that probably should have put that on the MIE. And so I'm going to do it this week. So if you listen to this podcast for the first time, this is the MIE Podcast, where dance lessons teach life lessons that motivate, inspire, and encourage. That's what the MIE stands for. And I want to thank all of my dance teachers and everybody that listens to the podcast and all of my students. All of my students that are tuning in right now, checking out the podcast. Hopefully this message can give you a little bit of motivation, inspire you just a little bit, and if you're feeling down, encourage you, because that is the purpose of the pod. All right, and so this one for the Wednesday Wisdom Mentor of the Week, we're going to look at a choreographer. Her name is Molly Long. Molly Long. Shouts out to Molly Long. Never met her in person, but I did watch a great Q&A interview with her on CLI Studios. Shout out to CLI, putting out the quality content. CLI is a website that they put out dance choreography, but they also do some inspiration where they have, you know, different choreographers and different teachers talk to us and drop that knowledge on us, give us them golden nuggets. And so I was actually in Chicago, kind of having my morning coffee. It was snowing. The scene was set. It was looking beautiful. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and check out Molly Long's Q&A. And you definitely have to, you won't be able to see the whole interview unless you are a member of CLI. So all of my dance teachers out there and students, I highly recommend joining, because quality material in there. But this one, she was talking about, so different people wrote in and asked questions. And one of the questions that I'm going to share with you that inspired me today and reminded me of the importance of atmosphere was, they asked her how, it was like, you're known for having highly energetic classes, fun, upbeat, inspirational, you know, what is the key? How do you do that kind of thing? And what she said just got me pumped. Right. She said there were a couple things that she talked about doing that. And I want to touch on them in the pod today. So she said, of course, she is a jazz choreographer. So she said that music, because it's not like a emotional contemporary number, the music itself is just upbeat. So that kind of keeps the energy going all by itself, just because the music is bumping and it's going. So I was like, yeah, true that. But then she said a couple of things that I want to kind of zero in on and really focus on. One of them was, she was like, the atmosphere is so important. And she talked about encouraging the students and also the students encouraging each other. And I was like, whoa. Because that whole vibe is definitely something that I learned. Now, when I talked about the first MIE of the week and the Monday Motivation MIE pod, I talked about learning how to count. And it was another teacher who taught me that. Well, it was also me watching classes, like going out to LA, going to the dance studio called the Millennium and watching classes. And I would always say, and I was like, the energy in this place is bananas. I wish I could have that same type of energy in my classes in Nashville. And I knew one thing that stood out to me was that the teachers were very upbeat. It was fast paced. It's like, all right, we're going to do this. And they were preparing them for something, because the dancers were, a lot of them in there were wanting to be professional dancers. So they were preparing them for a career. So the energy alone just had another vibe to it. But then you would see the other students in there, like when they would do groups, the other students would just be hollering like, yes, get it, work. And I noticed the atmosphere was electric because it was student motivated. Like, right, the students really like got pumped up. I was like, that is what I want to learn how to do. And so what I did when I came back to Nashville to my classes, I had to, because a lot of my students had never taken hip hop classes before. So it was an uncomfortable zone. And that's a whole nother pot, like stepping into that zone that's not comfortable for you. But, you know, being able to shine in that atmosphere. And I knew it was uncomfortable for me to teach them the moves. But I was like, I'm gonna tell them about it. I'm gonna tell them that I've been to the promised land. I've been to a place where students, you don't have to be quiet and just be respectful and watch the other person dance. I mean, I'm all for being respectful, but I'm just saying, it doesn't have to have the approach where you're just watching, you're a spectator, but you can actually contribute to the atmosphere being electric. And so I would talk about it. And then before long, it didn't happen overnight, but before long, when I, take class and I would run groups, you would hear the groups that were watching just start to like encourage the others. You got this, you can do this. Like there would be students that would come in for the first time and they would feel a little uncomfortable, and you would feel the motivation and the encouragement in the air. And so once that happened, my whole class dynamic changed, because it was not focused on me teaching. It was not focused on the material, but it was focused on the atmosphere. And so for this MIE podcast, that's what I say, dance lessons teach life lessons. So it applies to any area of life. Like, what atmosphere are you creating around yourself on a daily basis? Like, just to stay pumped up and motivated. Like, forget about, even before you get to your dreams and going after it, and before you send the 10 emails and before you take those action steps, sometimes a lot of us get defeated because it's just hard to stay pumped, right? That one of the main things, even going through this pandemic with our kids, is we try to, it's not easy showing up every day. Just showing up, just having the mental capacity to show up. But there's some things that you can do that can set that atmosphere. One of them, just like in Molly Long's class, she talked about the music. She's a jazz teacher. But how about you? How about you? Like, I know for me, I have to turn on. I mean, you know, for me, it might be some old tunes, 80s hip hop music, 90s old school. It might be some old school pop music, some NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, whatever. Shouts out to the Backstreet Boys. Everybody, my jam. But that's what I'm saying though. Like, whatever can get you in the mood, like for whatever goals you have. If it's a goal like you want to work out more, or you want to do, you know, whatever you want to do, realize that the atmosphere is everything. People that you have around you, people that are in your ear, have a lot to do with it. Like, right, my daughter sometimes she even said, like, if before dance class, if she's on, like playing a video game or doing something with one of her friends, that if they have a negative attitude, it rubs off on her. And then when she comes into class, we're like, what's wrong? It's like, I don't know. But then she's able to locate it and go back. It's like, I was in a bad mood coming in. So, you know, the people, like, you have to guard your vibe. That's what I think I need to call this podcast. Guard your vibe. Protect the vibe, right? You got to keep your vibe, your energy, the vibrations on that high level in order to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And people will be after them. I'm telling you, they're going to be after them. Every time you try to get to that next level, you try to keep your vibe right, something going to show up to bring it down. Somebody else is going to have problems that they're going to dump them on you. But you don't have to pick them up. I was telling one of our other kids, you don't have to put on everybody's problems like a backpack and carry them around for yourself, because your vibe and your atmosphere for your life is very important. Because if you're not right, if you're not right for yourself, you won't be right for anybody else, right? And it will affect every area of your life. So that's one, the atmosphere, the vibe, protecting it. Protect the vibe at all costs. And then the other thing is, you know, whether it's music or whatever you got to do, but keep yourself pumped up. Have words in your ear to keep you inspired. This podcast is one. Turn on the MIE. If you're feeling down, let me hear the MIE. Protect the vibe at all costs. The vibe is so important, right? And then be around people. Listen, I know it's hard to listen to people when they encourage you when you're in a bad mood, because you'd be like, shut up. I do not want to hear what you got to say. But it's so important. It's so important, because just like in dance, I was talking about when the other students like, yeah, you got this, work, right? And they listen. When you're dancing, you listen to it. You say, I do have this. I am working right now. I am living my best life, okay? Right? But that's the same way just in life. You have to take those. So if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to be your coach right now and tell you, you got this. Work in life. Do this. Yeah. And whatever you got to do. For my students, listen, if it's just completing your homework assignments, you got this. You got this. You do. Because everything you have and you need is inside you. All you got to do is protect it. Protect the vibe is the name of the podcast. And that's all I got to say for today. So hopefully this motivated you just a little bit. It did me. Inspires you a little bit. Did me. I'm inspired. And I'm definitely encouraged, because I know I have to protect my vibe, because the vibe is important. That's all I got for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another MIE podcast. And your boy is out.